With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The phrase for today is, what are you doing? Kei te aha koe. Kei te aha koe is probably the most common way to ask someone what they're up to in Māori. The variants are e aha ana koe and kei te aha koe, which is very similar to kei te aha koe. On the east coast of Aotearoa New Zealand, some of the iwi there pronounce kei as kai. And some iwi prefer the other present tense, which is e ana. There are two present continuous tenses in Māori. Kei te verb or e verb ana. So on this podcast, I always teach the most common way, but I do give you those variants and it's up to you to pursue them if you wish to learn about them or use them. So the question is, kei te aha koe? Kei te, we're using our present tense, just like our phrase, how are you? Kei te pe hea koe? Aha is our question word, which means what, and koe is you. At the moment, we're just introducing the singular pronouns, aho, o, me, koe, you, ia, he or she. But I'll introduce the dual and plural pronouns very soon. So when responding, we are going to follow the same pattern, the way we were asked, starting with kei te, replacing aha, the question word, what, with a tūmahi, a verb. This is a good opportunity to build on your vocab. If you write down now perhaps 10 verbs that you use regularly in your day-to-day interactions, and then find the Māori words for those verbs at maoridictionary.co.nz. And remember, when we respond, koe, you, needs to change to me. What are you doing? I am working, for example. Kei te aha koe? Kei te mahi ahau? Mahi, work. Kei te aha koe? I'm working. Kei te mahi ahau? Kai, eat. Kei te aha koe? I'm eating. Kei te kai ahau? Whakatā, rest. Kei te aha koe? I'm resting. Kei te whakatā ahau? Hīkoi, walk. Kei te aha koe? I'm walking. Kei te hīkoi ahau? Taraiwa, drive. Kei te aha koe? I'm driving. Kei te taraiwa ahau? So there you have 5 verbs that you can build on. Add 5 more that you do on a regular basis. Mahi, kai, whakatā, hīkoi. The last verb, taraiwa, is a transliteration, which means to drive. Taraiwa, drive. In Māori, there are a number of transliterations for some activities, and there are a lot of transliterations for different everyday items that Māori didn't possess pre-European times. For example, I'm just looking over to my kitchen bench at the moment, and I can see quite a few. A lot of those kitchen utensils, those everyday items, we didn't have those pre-European times. So Pākehā, Europeans arrived with new technologies, and the easiest way to give those technologies, those new instruments, those new implements, those items, a name was to transliterate the English name. And so we have kapu for cup. We have peretsi for plate. We have naihi for knife, and so on. So when you're looking up your verbs that you're going to add to your vocab, you might come across a few transliterations, like taraiwa, no reira. Therefore, kei te ahakoe.